You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's week 11. The Broncos are hoping to snap a two-game losing streak when they go to Chicago. And before they head to the Windy City, let's dive into Mason's Mailbag. I am Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's waste no time and get to the question. The first one off of Twitter from @TLKeto6. If Brock does well but Peyton recovers, do you think there will be a quarterback controversy or will Manning start? Well, first of all, there won't be a quarterback controversy in this building. Those are, media and fan narratives. I mean, it's going to get, believe me, if Brock Osweiler does well and Peyton Manning recovers from his various injuries that he's rehabbing this week, it's going to give a lot of people an awful lot of things to talk about, it's when they're discussing the Broncos. In the building, I don't expect there to be a controversy. I think Peyton Manning, if he gets healthy, we'll be back as a starting quarterback. But here's the thing. If your scenario comes to pass and Brock Osweiler does play well in Manning's stead, but then Manning gets back from injury and does struggle, and then it wouldn't surprise me to see a change made. Look, it's whatever happens, it's going to be what end up with whatever gives the Broncos the best chance to win. And if Peyton Manning is healthy, and you can argue that maybe he hasn't been fully healthy for most of the season, given the nature of the injuries that he's had to this point. Of course, being 39 years old, it takes longer to recover from said injuries. You can argue that maybe Peyton Manning hasn't quite been healthy throughout this season, and that's led to some of his struggles. And if he is fully healthy, he might get back to where he once was. But if he comes back and he struggles, and Brock Osweiler does do well while Manning is injured, then I don't think there'll be any hesitation to play whoever the better guy is at this point. But will it be a controversy inside the walls at the UC Health Training Center? I don't think it will be. I think that'll be something that is the case on the outside, not on the inside. Question the second comes from Levi Rush, who wants to know about running backs. He asks, with the exception of the Packers game, the run game has been lackluster. Do you think Ronnie Hillman and CJ Anderson can get the job done? Or will we have to find a better back in the offseason? Well, I think even if Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson in the entire running game, including the offensive line, even if they were tearing it up, the Broncos would still be looking for a running back this offseason. And simply because if you look back at when Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison were on the staff under Mike Shanahan, you may remember how every year there was at least one running back coming in via the draft, sometimes a veteran free agent to, like a Garrison Hurst came in briefly in 2004. You recall Ruben Drones coming in 2002, and he ended up having a 1,000-yard season in 2004. They always like to keep a certain amount of churn at running back, in part because it's a high-attrition position. So you want to keep finding guys, and you want to keep looking for fresh legs. So I think they were going to look anyway. Ronnie Hillman's contract expires after the season. I think that's going to play into it as well. Has he done enough to where he's going to get another shot? It's too early to say, and certainly I think cost will come into play as well. So I don't know what they're going to do there. I'm not sure that down on the personnel side of the building, they yet know what's going to happen with Ronnie Hillman as his contract expires. But, yeah, it would be a shock if the Broncos did not look to bring in somebody new at running back in the offseason. But my guess is it would be via the draft, looking for someone young, someone with fresh legs. And, look, running back is one of those positions where you can be ready to go right out of the box. And, we've seen that with running backs in the past year, and that may be the case again. But I think it's something they'll address in the offseason. Thanks for that question. And if you want in on next week's mailbag at Thanksgiving weekend, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver and use the hashtag #AskMace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.